We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Labatt Studio. It's time for quarter number two. Finish strong this week. This quarter is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra.
I'm going to let it go for a little bit and then rip them.
You said quarter number two.
Quarter number two is you're raising four fingers.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Should we go back to the Ask Ross question about what it's like dealing with
no, I'm good.
The meditative.
You got to listen to the rebroadcast of this. This is pretty funny.
Hey, at least I held up the right number of fingers, right?
Quarter number two.
Two and four. 2 + 2 = 4, and this quarter is brought to you by Labatt Blue Citra, a bright hop aroma and a crisp, clean finish. Labatt Blue Citra, check it out. What would you do without me having one of those a week?
Senior moments? Are we talking senior moments or shame moments?
I would be not as entertained.
There you go.
I really do think it adds to the broadcast. And the thing is it's organic. Like, you're not doing it on purpose. It's organic.
It's becoming a little too frequent, though.
Better.
A little too frequent.
I think it's a big part. I get people that email me or hit me up on Twitter and say that they don't think I give it to you hard enough.
All right. At AP Shay.
I thought that was going to be your New Year's resolution this year. Is it going to be next year?
To be softer on you?
Harder. Much harder.
No. So what we're going to do this week during quarter number four, we're going to you wrote an article. It was late last week sometime, Bob.
Last weekend, sure.
Yeah. You gave Penn State's, and you ranked them in order, Penn State's top nine receiving options this spring. So I thought we'd take a look at each one and get why you put them in there, and then.
Real quick, let's just remember there's nine of them, so there's 11 minutes left, so.
I'm just saying.
Let's not be shy.
All right, let's start at number nine. He was brought up in quarter number three, tight end Zach Kuntz. You think he's a legitimate option this year, or you?
Well,
just
he's ranked ninth. Okay, so
I'm just saying. Was a top eight.
When you're 6'7", and you're a pretty good sized lad who's obviously got some athletic ability. You're young. You're not quite there yet. This is an upside answer for me that I'm saying that at some point I believe the light bulb's going to go. He's going to get comfortable. The light bulb's going to go on, and if he ever puts it all together at that size. I don't really know how you would cover him as a defensive player, especially split out. I don't know that he's there yet, but I think I'm just so intrigued by his physical numbers that I had to put him on the list somewhere because I thought you just never know when it's going to come together for Zach.
And I would just add, he's really gifted. Watching him play basketball, watching him run track, his size, he's very, very gifted. So if he doesn't play – it's either because he's not strong enough, he's not tough enough, or he just doesn't get it. You know, he just doesn't know what he's doing well enough. Because it's not, I don't think, the physical gifts. But I would have him higher on the list than number eight, who is?
Tight end Nick Bowers.
Yeah, I just figured he's going to play more this year. He did. I think he had a touchdown catch, maybe in the bowl game. The kid's been hurt a lot, but James thinks he can be better this year. He certainly looks like a Big Ten tight end. He is going to be, I think, their number two tight end for whatever formation, how many times they want to use that formation. And, you know, I probably, you know, if I was making this list for – if Nick had some eligibility past this year, I think he's a fifth-year senior. If I was making this list for 2020, obviously it would look very different with Zach up the a little bit closer to one.
All right.
Is Jonathan Hollis still on the team?
I believe he is.
That's unbelievable.
I thought he was made for the transfer portal. I really did.
That's crazy. And then number two, you know, Bowers being a fifth-year senior, that makes me feel old because I remember like it was yesterday. I remember us breaking him down, him and Kevin Givens, because they stole both those kids from Pitt the last week.
Oh, that's right.
And I remember us breaking them down here on the Keystone Sports Network. We've been around a long time now.
What is it, Katanning? How do you say that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Katanning. There you go. That the high school doesn't even exist anymore. That's how old we are. They switched it. They combined it with something else, and now it's called Armstrong. Anyway, go ahead. That's in Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Thank you. Right. Thank you. Number seven
Let's
is.
Get back to court number two.
Number seven is the first wide receiver on the list. It's Daniel George.
Yeah, I mean, I like him. I mean, obviously, you saw. I know it was Kent State, 95-yard touchdown pass. He is a big – he's a well-put-together kid. Every bit is – I think he's 6'3", 6'4", 225. Invariably, though, his name comes up the least when you talk about the Dotson, Shorter, George trio.
Hamler.
Well, I'm talking about his class. I got it. And that just gives me a little bit pause because he's never really singled out. He looks really like – he's an impressive-looking receiver, and I do think, obviously, there's some upside there, just like I believe with Kuntz there is. But I just think there's some other guys that are better positioned than him on the depth chart. But if he ever figures it out, he's another guy that's going to be really tough to guard.
If you're 225 pounds and you have a 95-yard touchdown in Division I college football, that's pretty good. I mean, that's a good combo. That means you can roll pretty good at 225.
Right. Who's he competing against for – snaps?
I would say Shorter.
Shorter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just...
I think that they really basically have a slot guy, they have a speed guy, and they have a big body. And it's Shorter and Daniel George are the two big bodies. Is that...
I think
Florida that, State transfer? Is he I think a bigger that's body, right. dude?
He's a big kid.
He's a big kid that's not quite there yet. When I say not quite there yet, I don't think he... I think he gets ready to arrive after spring.
Correct. He arrives after spring over the summer. Mm-hmm. But he's a former five-star, and I think he's 6'4" as well.
Yeah.
He's a really big kid as well. All right, let's keep going. Let's get one more in before we reach almost the halfway point of 9, which is 4.
We're on a good pace, boys. We're on a good pace.
Wide receiver Mac Hippenhammer is at number 6. He's not participating in spring practice this year. He's concentrating on baseball only. Mm-hmm. Last year he split time between baseball and football this year, no split, baseball only.
Yeah, he's a legit two-sport athlete. He's not just on the baseball team. I think he plays. Really good player out of Indiana. He had a touchdown catch at Illinois. I think he had a long catch when Penn State was running it up at Pitt last year in the rain. I think he caught like a 44-yard pass from Clifford. He looks really smooth when he's out on the field. I know it was the blue-white game. He was like the star of last year's blue-white
game.
Just think he's a guy that if you put him on the field, I don't think he hurts your offense. I think he's a good route runner. I think he's athletic. And I think that he's a guy that can help Penn State. I don't know if he's going to be one of their best three receivers, but I think he's a top 6 receiver who can make plays.
I think he's a rotational slot receiver. And I think it's interesting that he's not playing football at all this spring because he's on a football scholarship.
Right.
So I guess kudos to James Franklin for giving him that opportunity. But I don't know how that helps him from a football standpoint.
Yeah, it's a really good point. The one thing I noticed about him last year as the season went along, you saw him on the field. They just never threw the ball to him. Like,
he's a guy that could probably use some time in the weight room, and this is also hurting him in playing baseball. I think he's 175 pounds. I think he's got to be closer to 190 at some point, or else in the Big Ten, you're gonna get hurt going across the middle.
All right, we're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. All right, it's quarter number 4. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, Andy Shea. We're closing out the top 9 receiving options this spring. For Penn State, we're up to number 5, wide receiver Justin Shorter.
Yeah, we talked about him earlier in the podcast in the news and notes. He's 232, every bit of it. James has kind of put it on notice. He wants him to kind of hold that weight, not get any bigger. He's worried about him getting to 250. That's not going to happen. Justin has to stay healthy. He needs to get a little bit better in his route running, but he is a guy that can be a very good outside receiver at Penn State if he's healthy and his weight's good.
He was a phenomenal high school player. He's a rare, rare physical combination. I really hope he stays healthy and has a good year.
Yeah, he was hurt most of last year. All right, number 4 is running back Ricky Slade.
Yeah, a little change up and just kind of a heads up that Penn State did not throw to the backs nearly enough last year. They talked about it. Jaywan Sider talked about it yesterday. They didn't really have anyone other than Miles they trusted because Mark Allen got hurt. And they felt he was starting to wear out at the midway point of the season, and it kind of really compromised them. Ricky Slade in space, to me, is a win for Penn State if they can get him the ball. I feel the same about Journey Brown. The other thing is that they have to make the defense respect the fact that they're going to throw to their running backs.
Right.
I think Ricky Slade has to become a much bigger part of the passing game this year.
I think he will and should. I think they should have thrown the ball to Miles more last year. I think that's a fair critique of Ricky Ronnie and the offense.
Yeah, and it makes sense that because of Mark Allen getting hurt that and him getting worn out, they had to limit him somehow. So, you know, Miles Sanders, so they did it in the passing game. All right, these are what you feel, Bob, are the top three receiving options this spring. The first one is number three is tight end Pat Freiermuth.
Yes. Obviously, I really like Pat Freiermuth. I just think that it's – I don't know that you can expect him to be another threat like he was last year. 8 touchdowns as a tight end, a true freshman tight end. If Bowers is healthy, he's going to play a little bit more. I think a little bit less of Pat Freiermuth might help him as the season goes on because it's a lot easier to get beat up. I think he's one of the top tight ends in the Big Ten. He looks the part. I just think that one of the reasons why he emerged was they struggled with consistency at receiver.
Right.
And they need more plays from the wideouts. I think they're going to get it this year.
I think he's a total stud, and I think he should be number 2 on this list and arguably in the running for number 1. I think he's really, really good. So that Bob's list is wrong.
Yes.
You think too much Pat Freiermuth isn't necessarily a good thing.
I'm saying that
the wideouts aren't.
Can we get to 2-1? We have less than 2 minutes left.
Let's throw them out there as 1-2. Go.
Did we really need a follow up question for Bob there?
I did.
Wow.
I did.
That rough segment for you.
Number 2 is wide receiver Jahan Dotson. Number 1 is wide receiver KJ Hamler.
Yeah, Jahan Dotson, I'm calling it right now. He's the second coming of Jordan Norwood, and I mean that in the very best way. And I just think if they commit to getting KJ Hamler the ball in the passing game or as a runner, you know, 5 to 7 times a game, you're going to see some unbelievable production. I still can't believe he only touched it twice in that loss to Kentucky. He made big plays on both attempts, a run and a pass, and it's inexcusable not to get him more involved.
You know, you say Dotson. For some reason, when I think you say Norwood for Dotson, when I look at him, for some reason, I think Deshaun Hamilton a little bit. Is Deshaun bigger?
Deshaun might be just a little bit bigger because he's only Dotson. They talked about him needing to get a little bit bigger.
Oh,
he's
they're both wearing number 5 too.
Yeah,
that's hard when you're comparing players. Like when it's the same number as the guy before, like it gets in your head. I would have had Dotson 3, Freiermuth 2, but I do like Dotson as a player. KJ Hamler is their guy, arguably their best offensive player. They need to get him the ball as often as possible, and not just like, okay, it's fourth quarter and we're losing. Let's get the ball to KJ. Like, get early in the game, get him involved. Hopefully they will. He's clearly number 1. I don't think anybody would argue with that.
Right.
All
right.
And I think they got a major problem if he gets injured. Major problem. I don't know that they have anybody else nearly that explosive.
All right, that'll do it from the Labatt Blue Studio. For everyone at the Keystone Sports Network, thank you for joining us, and have a good weekend.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.